Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shine, color me flummoxed. I'm not sure the artist.
I'll toss this one up to my good man, Jermaine Wiggins.
Okay.
He's kind of canceled right now, but that would be Puff Daddy and Mace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, with Biggie.
Yeah, with Biggie.
Oh, that was Biggie?
Yeah, okay. Because, Greg, you know what happens. You got more money, you got more problems.
Okay. Who are you referring to?
Maybe it's just a direct towards Rafael Devers. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Well, leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning and hello, Sean.
Good morning, Greg. So I think with this Rafael Devers trade, I think a lot more people would be accepting of this deal if it wasn't just the timing of it. It's just weird. It's like, I think there would be a vast, vast majority that would be okay with this if this had happened, 3 months ago, when all the issues started arising, when all this stuff started popping up, or at the end of the season. It's just so odd to have done it in the middle of a winning streak when you just swept the Yankees and he's hitting really well. I think that's the disconnect here between the fan base and the organization, because ultimately, I think both Curtis and Wiggy are right. Like, I think Wiggy is accurate in that they wanted to trade Devers because he wasn't being part of the team, and then it was very important to them when trading him that they completely unload the contract. And my hope is, my lead yesterday was the idea that maybe they'll go get a guy like Paul Skeens. It's very unlikely, but my hope is that they'll reallocate that money and not simply just free up the space to get below that luxury tax.
I think they will. I think they will spend that money. I really do.
Oh, maybe they'll go after a disgruntled.
Why do you think that?
Your answer is going to be that they lie, but that they.
I mean, he literally just lied to you within the last 5 days.
They told you as much. Craig Breslow told you as much last night that he has no dictate on the money and that. He believes that that they need to add to this team and that they want to do that so they win baseball games.
And they proved it to you this offseason. They went and spent money on Alex Bregman. They spent money on the Garrett Crochet contract. So it's not like they haven't spent any money.
Right.
Curtis?
They are not spending. Right now, they're out of the top 10 in payroll.
Yeah, only because they traded Rafael Devers.
Well, even before that, they weren't top 5.
Okay, now you're moving the goalpost. You said top 10, now you're saying top 5. Like, right. The Devers trade?
I'll go right to my lead, very simply. Okay. We can do the June Lee stuff later. I'm sure it'll be good with Craig Breslow basically siloing himself in the organization, a guy drunk on power with absolutely no accomplishments. But I would just say I feel like an a-hole for lying to fans. We went down to Fort Myers. I said, this team's going to the World Series. I bought in, and I am embarrassed for myself for believing the Red Sox that things had changed. This is an operation to provide liquidity to John Henry to help him sustain his other entities. That's it. That's why Sam Kennedy's happily obliging is the useful, nice man on these press conferences. That's why he's so willing and able to be dishonest when asked about what's going on with the team. They always say we're going to reinvest, but they never do completely. When they offered supposedly $800 million or whatever the hell it was for Juan Soto, they spent less than a half of that in actual money this past offseason. So you weren't really in on the guy, and then when you're signing these other players, it's still less than half of what they claimed, quote-unquote, to have offered Soto. They care far more about the image than the performance. Endeavors was impacting the image, negatively impacting the time of the organization, because that's the most important, because Sam now is not just president of the Red Sox, he's president of Fenway Sports Group. And what this example shows me is that Craig Breslow and Alex Cora are in the middle of some type of a feud. Daddy had to come in and say, we're getting rid of the player, and winning is an afterthought. Because you don't call one team and prioritize offloading the entirety of the contract as opposed to talent in return for this season. You take less money, you get better players. It's a very simple equation. They chose to take lesser players and get rid of all the money. That is not something you can dispute. And as someone who has followed this team my whole life, I am done believing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything they say. I am done with Sam Kennedy and this ownership group. They have made me look like a fool for the last time.
Yeah, but where was this at the beginning of the season when they...
Well, that's what he's saying. He was fooled.
Right. But when he said, great move by them to pay Bregman, great move by them to extend Crochet, like, they're showing that they will, yeah, they're willing to spend money. Granted, you know, whether or not they were 100% in on Juan Soto, we'll never know.
They ended up spending half.
No, I'm not saying that. I know that, but you didn't say that at the beginning of the season. You were like,
Sean, can you replay the start of what I just said?
No,
about how
no.
I was wrong and I was made to look like a fool.
No, but I'm just talking about the money aspect,
right,
of it.
So, I'm saying I bought in and I was an idiot.
Okay.
But I would also ask the question, like, I guess I don't understand what else you would expect for Rafael Devers in the trade. Like, if you're trading him to a team that wants a player like this, they're a team that's being competitive, so you're either going to get prospects or you're going to unload a lot of the money. You got a little bit of, I mean, you got all the money unloaded and you got a prospect.
You would have gotten
a
better return. You would have gotten better prospects, better players, had you taken on 20% of the salary. That's how
they got the number three prospect in the Giants organization.
Holy cow, let's get a duck boat parade.
But like, you're making it sound like they get nothing. Like,
no, they
completely unloaded $300 million and got a prospect.
Right. The $300 million is irrelevant until they reallocate it. And what would have been the case today, they would have gotten a better return if they held on to some of the money. You would have gotten their best prospect. Why would you want their third best prospect? It's just money. Why are we defending the organization money?
Would you have preferred this deal happened at trade deadline time, Curtis?
No, I would have preferred to finish the season, figure it out for the next 3 months. You're paying Alex Cora $7 million, and then have the offseason to create some drama, go to the winter meetings, and make a trade.
Meanwhile, let Devers sit there and destroy any kind of potential chemistry that the team may develop.
If we work with someone who speaks,
because he's a petulant child,
Greg. If you worked with somebody who spoke a different language, would you be impacted by them?
Yeah.
How?
What do you mean?
Like, you're saying
their
that Roman Anthony
don't matter.
Anthony and Devers were, or Devers was going to destroy Roman Anthony. In what way would that be possible?
Well, I'm assuming that he's able to communicate. Are you saying he can't communicate with his teammates?
No, right. I'm saying that
I thought Devers could speak English a little bit.
I think he can.
What? I mean, I'm sure he can speak a little bit, but you know, in baseball, the clicks are deeper than any other professional sport by a mile. They don't all go like.
No,
it's
but
not
I think
like
he. Them. I think he could say, and you know, whether it's, you know, I think he speaks good enough English to be like, you know, don't trust the organization. Why are you moving?
But to when we watched Clubhouse at the beginning of this season, there was, even with like the wives talking to each other, saying, you know, there is a language barrier some of these players, and it is hard to communicate with others on the team. So I get what Curtis is saying.
Right,
that
but
maybe
nobody's...
But they have to communicate. Like, yes. It's not like they use hand signals.
And it's
But they're not. Very different, they're probably not having extensive conversations to the point of.
Right, but you don't need. It's not like he's saying, hey, Devers, can you help me put in this Cadillac converter
to get
walk me through it step
it's called
catalytic converter and walk,
that
me, step
up
through,
too. It's
walk
hard.
Me step through it.
We have to take a quick break. Can we get a Doobie Brothers What a Fool Believes rejoin for Curtis this morning?
Oh, we sure can.
Okay. And then we'll get to the rest of today's leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.